Welcome to the Everyman Sports Podcast, the show for fans, by fans. No former pros, no so-called experts, just real passionate fans. From outside on a porch to inside a living room, in the parking lot of a stadium to the dining room table, friends and families chat about their teams, their games, and what makes them cheer. This is Everyman Sports.
Hello, welcome, and Merry Christmas to another episode of Everyman Sports. My name is Chad. I'm the owner-operator of this podcast. With me this week on this Christmas evening is my father. How you doing, Dad?
And Merry Christmas to
and
all.
Also my son is running around his second Christmas. Here we are on Christmas Day. I noticed you got a lot of Mets grill stuff, Dad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, folding table, spatula with a branding situation there.
Put on the hot dogs.
It's a hot dog brander. It's like a cast iron, a raised lettered Mets, and you lay the hot dog on it, and it brands the hot dog.
That actually sounds like a really good idea. I'm looking forward to that.
It's authentic, you know, with the Nathans and... You get that going on.
Yeah, well, we'll be having that opening day at Citi Field.
Yeah, that'll be Breakfast by the Bay.
Breakfast by the Bay. Maybe you put that on some breakfast sausages. That might be a good idea.
That might be the way
to
roll.
Put the branding on.
Sure.
Well, before we get to baseball, let's get to football. Week 16 has just passed us by. And I will give you all the credit, and that's why I have you on so much, because you have so much credibility. I mean,
thank you.
You called the Redskins over the Eagles. I really thought that the Eagles would put up. I thought the Redskins would save.
They had a lot on the line. They had a lot to win for.
Absolutely, and I thought the Washington Redskins would wait for their Super Bowl to be against the Cowboys at home, but.
They already beat them.
They already did, but
this is three in a row for Chip Kelly.
That he's lost, yeah.
I'm saying three in a row that he's beat the Redskins.
Oh, three in a row that he's beat the Redskins, yes.
Right.
But the Eagles,
and that defense was on the field 2 weeks in a row before that for more than 40 minutes each game. So it takes more energy to play defense. They were spent, had all the right things for a spoiler. Because they're coming to your place in Washington.
Right.
And, you know, to clinch.
Yeah.
You know, and so not so fast. Vait mit the hammer.
Yeah, exactly. Not in our house. And
But I'm also, it says a lot about the Chip Kelly experiment. You know, he's been anointed but not proven. There's a lot of things going on there. The other thing is I think the Giants can beat him and make it four in a row. I don't think the Phillies have it. They don't have an answer for DeSean Jackson. They do not have an answer for Beckham.
No, their defense is lacking. Their offense is where it is, but the opponents have figured out the way to stop the Eagles' offense is to get their offense's running game going, waste the clock down.
Three or four game roll.
Yeah, and they had a really tense game against the Rams this past week.
Well, it looks like the Rams' defense, the thugs that they are, look like they wanted to intimidate Beckham.
It didn't work. It didn't help.
Beckham was reacting to it, and it caused a rumble and all kinds of ejections.
So. Yeah, oh, big time. Yeah. What was it? The Giants racked up like $72,000 in fines?
Well, I think that this guy should pay them all, Beckham, because you're the one that started it all.
Wow.
So you're going to taunt people.
Some of the commentators...
Other mates have to pay the price.
Right, when he spun the ball on the ground. Some of the commentators said that he spun the ball on the ground and one of the defensive players ran over to where it is to make it seem like, oh, he's doing it in front of me when it was away and he just ran over to like,
well,
oh, look, it's in front of me.
These things are avoidable.
Oh, no, they're absolutely avoidable.
But it's theater. I'm a fan, so I love the theater. I love the distraction.
Yeah.
You know, I love all of that. But
right.
I'm sure it's a coaching nightmare.
Yeah, but it seems like Jeff Fisher he welcomes that sort
again,
of stuff.
But then again, do we want these guys? They don't win good citizenship awards, do they?
No, not all of
so
them.
So we don't watch to see them cross old ladies across the street and stuff like that.
Right. The Jets in Rex Ryan's most likely last home game were unable to pull one out over the Patriots, even though
not due to lack of effort.
No, they did what every other team should always do
coach
to Brady, they were outcoached.
Don't worry about who's moving the chains. You don't use the timeout for that. Chad,
no, I know that was silly.
Amateur.
But what I'm saying is that they know how to, like every other team that has successfully stopped Brady. It's all pressure on Brady and. They had it, but their offense was not strong enough to continue.
Well, the extra timeout, it allowed them to nail down.
Yeah. Houston, I was very surprised, really ran over Baltimore.
That was shocking. I think J.J. Watt should be the quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, that's leadership right there.
J.J. Watt's MVP? National Football League?
He should be, but he won't be.
Now, I've heard...
He should be.
Now, I've heard it said, if he's such a good MVP, why is Houston's defense as a whole lacking? You know, this is a team that, you know, gave up like 28 points to the Colts early in the season in the first half and all these other, at home, mind right, you, in Houston. Right. So,
well, it just, it was just one of those things. The guy's Superman and he still has critics.
You know, I mean, like J.J. Watt.
This is how the league is.
Well, you know? I like J.J. Watt.
Of course I want him on my team.
Right, but if you have a, I can understand the argument, if you're going to have the MVP of the National Football League be a defensive player, shouldn't he be the best on a good, like a really good defense?
No.
No?
No.
All right.
You said player, right?
Yeah, most valuable player,
yes. You
didn't
say scheme.
No, true.
You didn't say assembly of people.
No, that's very true.
Yeah, so yeah, he's all that. I don't think there's any argument about that.
Right. So you would consider, you would give it to him over by like people like Manning or Brady.
Well,
Brady,
either of the Mannings. Hey, that's a great story out there. Look how they're covering what the problems he's having by running that ball heavy.
And they've been running it successfully. C.J. Anderson doing successfully.
But why aren't they giving it to him? Well, I saw that. He had four interceptions. I watched the game against the Bengals, three of them in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
So
it was very surprising Monday night.
There's a little gap in his game. I think he's, you know, the wheel has turned.
True. I mean, look, he's, you know, he didn't have the stats he did last year. He threw 50
plus touchdowns.
Well,
the offensive line is extremely porous.
And that's what you need.
Even to a casual observer, it was obvious.
You need
so now you see why they're doing what they're doing. They're trying to mask some problems.
Right, and you need a very successful offensive line in front of Brady. But this is Manning, I apologize. But for Peyton, this has happened in the past where they sort of take their foot off the gas, slow it down, and then think they can start it right back up, that it's going to go from 0 to 60. But it's never worked for Manning. Even when he was younger in Indianapolis, it never worked out that way.
Yeah, well, there's not too many opportunities left. I can't see them going to the Super Bowl.
No, it's very unlikely.
This is not the year.
Unless somehow they pull out that first round, because they're not going to. Well, actually, they will get the first round bye. But you know, if somehow in the divisional round they can really pull it up. And then the other really big game was New Orleans just kind of. Folding up at home.
Yeah, they have no defense.
No.
The Bears almost beat them.
Yeah.
They're bad.
So the Saints.
They got rid of a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And people think they can coach him. Belichick's the only one that seems like it doesn't matter who he gets.
Yeah. No, he's a guy where it's coaching.
He knows something.
Although it helps if you're filming it helps if you're filming the opponents. Coaches giving signs.
Well, yeah, Bill Belichick.
Shady
Brady.
Very appropriate nicknames. So because Atlanta beat New Orleans and the Panthers beat Cleveland, that sets up this week a winner take all for the NFC South.
Yeah, I'm liking the Panthers. They're on a three game roll.
It's
inspiring having this quarterback. Back after this car accident. He knows that he's lucky to be alive. He sees the perspective of the game, and he's got his teammates rooting for him and sticking with him.
Right.
So he is the Superman there. Now, I know there are only two wins on the road so far this year.
Right.
But I do like the way I like their chances.
Atlanta.
I think they're going to win it. Yeah.
Getting 3.5?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm liking it.
Yeah, I like Carolina over Atlanta. Atlanta does not have a good defense. It doesn't have much of a defense to begin with.
Yeah.
And I have always kind of liked Matt Ryan, Matty Ice. But
well, yeah, I don't think this is the year for them.
Now, have you heard about the sort of, not a rumor, but the sort of fantasy of having Rex Ryan become the coach of Atlanta to help that defense?
No, he's not going to be the. He should be Harbaugh's defensive coordinator at the Raiders.
The
Raider mentality, the two of those guys.
That is true.
Plus, they're great theater individually. And certainly as a team.
Now, I don't understand why. I mean, I sort of do, but the Sunday night game, which is supposed to be the biggest game of the week in week 17, that's how the whole flex schedule idea worked. And they've got Cincinnati at Pittsburgh. Both of them have already clinched a playoff spot, as my as my son joins us in the room. Both have already clinched a playoff spot, so this is only to decide who wins the AFC North. But they're both in. So I think the Carolina-Atlanta game is a better game because one of them makes it in, the other doesn't.
What if you were selling advertising? What game would you pick?
Me? Yeah. I'd pick Carolina-Atlanta because one goes home. One goes home.
Yeah, but I mean, if I'm trying to buy time on your on your TV network, I mean, I'm going to pay more for the audience at the Steelers.
Well, yeah, the Steelers.
And but we also know that the Bengals have been in the playoffs.
They have been.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that these are proven teams. This is, more people can relate to them.
Yeah.
I mean, the record is so horrible. It's hard to showcase a winner of your division. Somebody goes home with how many wins?
That is true.
So, now, you know, that's a sad. You don't want to showcase your league that way.
True. But let me ask you a question. Were you watching, 2011? When the 7-8 Rams played the 6-9 Seahawks.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Okay. That was week 17.
Was it a nationally televised
that
game?
That was the Sunday night game. Okay. That was the last time that we had a sub 500 team win a division. That was the same year that the Beastquake. Where Marshawn Lynch made that big run and it caused the earthquake against the Saints a week later in the playoffs, mind you. So my point is that they have had a game like this in the past in the week 17 Sunday night spot because one of the teams go home. I understand what you're saying about the Steelers. They are a nationally recognized team. They are one of those
national teams. Well, I think what they've
done
is they're obviously favoring the national, the NFC.
The AFC or...
No, the NFC. They're talking about the league and whatever these TV moguls, whoever's doing this choosing.
Right.
Unbeknownst to me, because I'm so on the Thanksgiving. I didn't see any AFC teams in the all of Thanksgiving Day.
No, because
but
now
there's three teams. Well, whatever the reason.
Right. Well, they're obsessed with division.
So I'm thinking now when you see this here, so you finally see an AFC matchup, and now you want another NFC matchup over top of that. You know, I mean, Roethlisberger, he's fun to root for. That second, you're going to have the number one, the number two, and three running backs facing each other.
Right.
Yeah, so that's huge. So you got that. You got Roethlisberger. You got Dalton, who's failed in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Now he finally looked good against Denver. Maybe they've turned the wheel.
Antonio Brown, AJ Green, Le'Veon Bell, Giovanni Bernard, Jeremy Hill.
But I don't think we should get too hung up in all of this.
I know. It's just from a viewer standpoint, I think that's the much more interesting game is Carolina-Atlanta.
NFL Network?
I don't.
Oh, okay.
So I can't really mess with that. But that's the game I'm probably going to be watching. So so you like Carolina over Atlanta, 3.5. What other games
do
you like?
I'm loving the Giants. At home, giving Philadelphia 2.5. This will be four straight to end the year. Who knew they'd be 9-3 and out of the playoffs, Philadelphia?
It's hard to believe.
So the question is the...
9-3 or 9-7, you mean?
Well, they were 9-3 point during the season. At that point, did you think they would be out?
No.
And would you think the lowly Redskins would be the ones that do
it? No.
So this is how, the drama and how the wheel turns, and it's...
It's very true. No, that is very true.
So you got that. Yeah, and the other games I like, I think it's a huge one, is I am not feeling Detroit Lions, so I'm liking Green Bay at home. Now, I understand that he's got a leg ailment or whatever.
Aaron Rodgers, his thigh.
Yes, or something, but I'm not
something like that.
This is for seeding. This is for, I expect him to show up. And how do you go against him in Green Bay?
In Green Bay against Stafford, who is... Yeah.
Sidearm motion kind of delivery that can get smacked down. They're almost there, but I don't think they're there yet. They haven't won in Lambeau Field since 1991.
Yikes.
So, you know...
And that was probably their best year... In the last 40 years,
well,
I'd say.
The prop.
Yeah, I'd have to say that
So, I just can't go there.
Yeah. No, I would take the Packers no matter who they're playing in Lambeau. Yeah, I mean, the Lambeau magic is back for them. I'm liking
Dallas to win by 5.5 or more.
Okay.
Against Washington. Washington beat them in Dallas earlier in the year.
Right.
And I expect them to...
return the favor.
Yeah, to right the wrong on this march to what could be a Super Bowl. Because they do have the run game. Romo is the sharpest I've ever seen him. He is clearly elite watching him.
Right.
So all the bad rap. This is a game of redemption football.
Right.
So let's see what Andy Dalton can do in Pittsburgh. Let's see if Romo can carry this all the way. They already beat Seattle in Seattle. They haven't lost on the road.
Right.
They got a lot of things good going for them.
Yeah, that is true. What I was going to say is, actually going back really quickly to that Sunday night thing you're talking about, why does the AFC or the NFC get all the attention? But all of the games in the AFC have to do with the playoffs. I mean, because look at who's still alive.
Here's the bottom line. The NFL is a business. The National Football Conference has all the prime cities.
Yes.
Because they were
Detroit,
there first.
Dallas,
so the AFC
New York.
Had to come in and pick up, San Diego and, bounce around at these smaller markets.
I understand. So, it's going to be one of my hang-ups. That's the only thing. It's just going to be one of my hang-ups. Now, let me ask you from a handicapping perspective.
Right.
Is Week 17 more difficult than other weeks?
Sure. You're wondering how they're going to sit players.
Well, that's what I'm wondering.
Is some team going to want to just warm up the team bus? Would you count the Bears on the road as somebody that's really going to give you 100%?
No.
So maybe the Vikings are to play there.
Yeah.
I think one of the amazing things that Texans are in the mix for a possible playoff spot.
That's really surprising.
And they've won a couple in a row. And they have the quarterback, let me see if I can even remember his name,
Case Keenum.
Case Keenum.
He was originally drafted by them because he went to the University of Houston.
That's all you have to do?
Well, he went to the University. Well, a lot of these late round players are picked by their local from their local college.
But they're favored.
But he actually.
How are you favored? I saw the line at 10.5. How do you get favored? Your name's Case Keenum. I mean, can I expect this guy to do something?
He holds the record for, first of all,
they're playing the Titans,
the lowly Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh, the Jags.
Now it's in Houston as well. And,
that they shouldn't be giving anybody 10 points.
I realize that, but Case Keenum also holds one of the, NCAA records for passing yards and in a career, not in a season.
Oh, okay. It takes them forever.
Right, I know. But what I'm saying is that there's...
So the Texans are that brutal on defense. Yeah. They'll dismantle the Jags. Is that the word?
I would have to say so. You'd have to think. And, if the playoffs are still on the line, Arian Foster's going to be out there.
I'm taking
He's going to rush for 30 times and catch, 30 balls.
Tell you, here's one with this, a good chance. You're getting 14.5 points so far.
Right.
If you take the Raiders in L.A., who I think they're an improved team. I think
Carr is
going to be okay. He has a future in this league. I think Denver's, that's way too much to be spotting out there, 14.5. Especially if they're going to just run the ball and keep the score down and eat up clock. So I'm liking the Raiders. I don't think they're going to pack it in this year. They look like they're looking like they're improved.
Yeah, no, I definitely think so. They're on their way up, and they just need a better coach.
Right.
So that's the NFL. It's bowl season right now in the NCAA in college football. Have you checked out any of the bowl games?
Well, I've been looking at some, and I'm looking here and there, but I'm so focused on wanting to see this matchup with Winston
and Mariotti.
Yeah, I really am, because I really think Winston is going to end up being the better pro. But I know the other guy's got all the tools, and I think that line's too big, so I'm definitely
gonna.
I'm gonna take Florida State. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's 9.5, something like that.
Yeah, I think we're actually, I think the next time we'll be recording is, I believe, New Year's Day.
Nice.
Because we'll be back here in great. Your humble abode. And,
yes, let's
maybe
do
we might
that.
Even get some extra people to join in because that's going to
be fantastic.
Because we're going to preview, you know, review week 17. We're going to preview wild card weekend and we'll talk about the bowl games.
Right.
But one of the bowl games I actually checked out was a Christmas Eve bowl game. It was Central Michigan versus Western Kentucky. I don't know if you heard or saw
that.
Well, first of all, it featured Brandon Dowdy.
Okay.
He had more passing yards and more passing touchdowns than Marcus Mariota, the Heisman Trophy winner.
Right.
And I was watching that game. He had some
spread offense.
Yeah. But he had really nice touches on the ball, on the passes. So I'm wondering if he might be one of those sort of Roethlisberger, like, you know, plays at a small college and then gets a lot of...
But you like touch on the short ball.
He was very...
That's his throwing motion.
It's
efficient?
Yeah, I think it's efficient. And he's got great touches. There was one, he was trying to get it over the defender, and where the only place the guy could catch it was his own guy. And he reached out, and it was just so light, and the ball just came
out. That's great to keep in mind.
That's great.
You might have found a diamond in the rough.
Yeah,
there.
Brad Doherty, because you've talked about in the past, you like to watch these. You pick up on some guys who are
at
the smaller
schools.
Well,
you know, that's the minor leagues. You know, your future talent's coming out of this pool.
That is true. And also, Western Kentucky, they had a really big offense. You know, I just talked about Doherty during the season. But their running back had 1,500 yards rushing. Yeah, so... They're a big offensive team. The final score is 49-48. The game was over at halftime. They had Doherty also. I think he tied a record, or he was one short of a record. He threw five touchdowns, and Central Michigan came all the way back. They scored the touchdown with 1 second left. It was about five laterals. Great play, and they decided to go for two, and they failed. So instead of taking their chances...
That's
the time,
gutsy, though.
It was a great... This game was over at halftime, but it was the only game on during the day, so I kept it on. I'm so happy I did.
That's kind of like the game we didn't talk about in the pros, where you had San Diego coming back against San Francisco last week. And that, I thought, was over at halftime. I saw a score 21-0, 21-7, something. They were just climbing up out of there. And he just willed himself back.
Rivers.
So that's another game this week. I mean, they're in Kansas City.
They win and they're in.
Well, yeah. So, like, how do you go against him?
It's hard to. He's got a great December record, too. Like, for as much as we talk about how Rivers is the forgotten guy during that draft class of Manning or Roethlisberger, you know, Rivers actually, he does well.
He swapped places with Manning.
Yeah. So,
Eli, that is.
Right, but then that brings up the eternal question. Well, how will we do in New York? Well, I don't know, because Eli's got the rings and River has none. So.
Looking backwards.
Exactly. So
so that's a big game there. So
San Diego, Kansas City, absolutely it is. Absolutely it is. Since we're talking about the New Year's Day game, so what do you think about the other, because we talked about the Rose Bowl with Oregon and Florida State. And then, of course, the other game.
Which one?
Alabama and Ohio State in the Sugar Bowl.
Well, I'm rooting for Ohio State.
I also.
But, I mean, this Alabama is like a pro team.
It is. Amani Cooper.
You know, so I'll take the points there. I think that's a huge surprise, the way they're able to operate.
Bama's given 9.
Yeah, it's a lot. I'll take it.
Yeah, I think that'd be a big play. Well, thank you very much, Dad, for joining me this week. Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas
to
all who celebrate and who listen and all that stuff. Hope you got what you wanted and hope you got to see who you wanted to as well.
Oh, absolutely.
So the next time we will see you, it will be 2015.
Playoff talk.
Playoff time. Playoffs. Oh, before we go, I wanted to quickly mention the fantasy football.
Yeah, playoffs.
Well, my public league, I came in second.
Sweet.
I was hoping for first place, but
of course.
And then in our Everyman Sports League, we're playing a week 17. It's a rare week 17 gets played in fantasy football. So it is my wife Lee against my high school friend Cody for the championship for the title.
Wow! So either way, you're feeling good for him.
I'm feeling good. I feel like I've been a part of this. I've been doing
you
fantasy.
You coached her up.
I have been. I've been doing fantasy football for 13, 14 years. And
fantastic.
You know, parting some of my ability and skill and knowledge to her.
So it's more popular than ever, this fantasy.
Absolutely.
Stuff. Everybody wants to
do it. Well, look, that's how they do the Pro Bowl. The Pro Bowl is just picked, and they do it fantasy football style.
Well, you know what's great about it for the league is it allows people to watch blowout games till the end.
Mm-hmm.
You want to see if your guy's going to get some points, your defense, your whatever you're playing.
Yeah.
So there's reasons to keep watching. It's kind of like I've been at Super Bowls and stuff where it's obvious that people have placed bets because they're the only ones left looking for the over the under.
The boxes. They've got their workplace boxes.
They're there for the cash angle, which either way.
Which isn't that the whole reason?
Well, that's a big reason.
Well, they talk about sports betting. It makes the games more interesting.
Well,
it
sure does. Well, you know, it makes it personal. You need skin in the game.
That is true. Yeah, not everybody has to be
okay,
your favorite.
Okay, so everyone have a happy new year.
That's
and,
right.
We'll see you next week.
We'll see you next week, and take care.
This has been another episode of Everyman Sports. The show's music is Cold Funk by Kevin MacLeod and is licensed under CC Attribution 3.0. Everyman Sports can be found on Facebook.com, where you can like it to receive updates and news. Visit Everyman Sports in the iTunes Store to leave a review of the show. Also, visit everymansports.podbean.com directly to comment and support. Everyman Sports can be contacted directly at everymansports@gmail.com.